Today's Chabura, I guess, will probably be the last Chabura on Ana. Ana's moment, that is. And what I'm going to focus on is Siv Chavtes, which is a din of Ana's by Avod Mishores for Kakois. It says, you say it in Ana, and I'll have it mistive to the rest of the Simin, depending how much time we have, how we can go. You'll see, we try to plug in a lot of the Simin into the Sif and see how it plays itself out. The Mechabe Shita is that these things were nismait from Ano, were nismait from Ano and Gansen. Afilu mocha shav elef edina shav edina be'elef em ve'em ayna. Period. Comes along the Ramah, and Ramah says, V'yesh reymen dedavka av palga, hava yesim v'palga gengayin shemokla echad yesim mishnayim havi ayna. A maimah muzga, if you're learning Chashim Mishpat, I guess maybe now's a prime time. When the Ramah says, V'yesh reymen, unbeknownst to many, it doesn't mean that the Ramah is trying to argue. When the Ramah says V'yeshrem, the Ramah is just giving you another shita. He's not discounting the Mechaba shita. And in this case, Lamashal, he's just saying that can't go paskin like the Mechaba, that is no Anah no matter what, because I have a V'yeshrem, there are others who hold, otherwise, I'm a male, you have to reckon with the other shita as well. I'm a male is going to be as fake as the dinam. And if you look talk in the Daki Moshe, over here, he brings it down, he says it's as fake as the dinam. Brings down both shitas. So you see that's all the Ramah meant. It's a klal in Chashim Mishpat, and unless the Ramah says at the end, v'chein o'agin, or v'yesh linoigo, v'chein iko, some type of a stempel, that to think that this is it, or unless he inserts a halacha, a maima muzga. But if he goes on a machab and he says v'yesh aimrim, he's just telling you that you should know there are two shitas and you have to handle with both.
Only for Chai Kerefa?
It's probably in all of the Prima Gadim, I think, says it for Rechaim as well. But Chashim Mishpat, it's called the Mavu like that. Pisgei Tshuva brings it down from who's the Avedis HaGashuni, they arise from Meshach and Chav Hei, there's a Chazanish, there's a just a Maimon Muzga. If you need a Raya to it, here's a good Raya, because here you see the Daki Moshe held it to Sveika Dedina, and Ramo brings it down, Beloshim V'yeshoim, unless you want to say Ramo is arguing with the Daki Moshe. All right. The Ramo's Loshin is V'yeshem and Dadafka ad Pauga, Avo Yesem Yapauga, Kagoin, Shemokhloi Elef, sorry, Echo, Jes Mishnaim, Havi Yoino. I don't know if you'd ask me, Yesem Yapauga, if you want to know if I overpaid by half, since we can go in Shemokhloi Echo, Vichatzi is Havi Yoino, whatever. Why is 1 to 2? If the shear is Yesem Yapauga, then the shear wouldn't be 1 to 2, the shear should be 1 to 1 and a half. Just Parshat Shachar had to read the Ramah. What does Yesem Yapalga mean? It, more than a half. It should be more than a whole. I mean, it's kefa, what's going on. Oh. So Akochi, you have to say that it means Ava Yesem Yapalga is not going that you paid more than half of the item's worth, but it means it's not going on the payment, it's going on the Ano. That the Ano was Yesem Yapalga of the Mois. If the Ano came out to be more than half of the Mois, then there'll be Ano. So here where you paid Yesu Mishnaim, so half of Yesu Mishnaim is more than one. So the Kumta is that Ano. The Ano was Yesu Mipalga of the Mois that you paid. It means if you paid this thing, so it came out that you paid half of it would be one in Amashu, and that's more than the Anim. So the Ano was Yesu Mipalga. That's the Chaya Pasha Pshat. Okay, but now that we know Pasha Pshat, but let's work with this Pshat. So let's say, if it means that the Ano means that the Ano was more than half the Mois you paid, so let's flip it around. What would be if the seller was Nisana? The seller took something for two and he sold it for something less. What would be the Shear Ano then? How would you plug in the Din of the Ramah of Yesem Yapalga the other way around? If we're right that it means Yesem Yapalga means on the Mois that was paid, so it should come out, L'moshel, if an item was worth 100 and he sold it for 65, it should come out that it should be Bitul Megakli Teshita. Why? Because the Ano was 35, and 35, right, that Ano is 35. 35 is Yesa. It's more than Pauga, it's more than half of the Mois that were paid. The Mois that were paid was 65, so half the Mois paid is 32 and a half, and I was Nisana 35, so Kumtai Zeno is more than half the Mois that was paid. How you talking? I mean, we're going to bring values for ket, but it's also something this way for the lokeach, it's up to keful, and for the moichah, it's going to be that it's like really, it's like a third. If you go down or drop more than a third, you're ready. You're holding by yoisa miyapag of the moichah who paid. It's not much more like that. Another nekuda is that in Hilchos Eino that we're talking about in Reish Kav Zayin, Hilchos Eino, whenever we talk about how to reckon with something, we always reckon with the Dmei HaMekach. Be'ika, okay, this is a shita we hold, Dmei Mois, also Shtos, whatever, but Be'ika is the Dmei HaMekach. And all of a sudden here, this halak is all gebayt on, we have to reckon how much money was paid, and then we'll decide if it's Yisrael Pelga from the Mois or paid. Why are we handling with the Mois and not with the Mekach? Elamai, but the less brayer, you have to say it's lav davka. The pshat is even though Normal uses nitzulays as aloshin, he's just telling the mitzvah, so he's yesim. But not that this is the formula. The formula is not that yesim power of the moys. The formula is that it should be yesim mechdei demein. The formula should be that it should be kefil. So if I have one and I go to two, so it's kefil. So I overcharge you by the full amount of the product. That's how much the know it was. It's kefil of demein. Memelid is going to be this new din of bitul mekach. But if you learn like that, that it's Yisoid and Kefa, which is the Mashmois of the Achrenim, if you learn like that, then it should come out that on the seller's end, there should be never be Oino. It should never pass this whole halacha. Because no matter what the seller's going to sell it for, it's never going to be Yisoid Mekdei Domain. If he has an item worth $1,000 and he sells it for $1, so he was Nisana $999. It wasn't Yisoid Mekdei Domain, it was a Chafetz. Just like when you go up, when the lekeach is overpaid, when he's nisana, it has to be more than the whole value of the item. So it should come out that when the seller sells, unless he's paying to sell the item, it's impossible. Unless the seller should never have a din of the seino. He'll never be able to be nisana to the extent of yesu mechdei demein. So it should come out. This is halacha, this new chiddush of the Ramah, this new din of seino, should only be when the lekeach overpays and not when the seller underpays. Is underpaid. Grado, who says this? The Haflung Subis. Haflung Subis Tav Kufa Mebeis. Taka makes this cheshvin, like I'm telling you. And he says, Memela, this whole halacha is only when the lekeach overpays, but not when the seller is underpaid. Nupshad, when you read the Mechaber Ramah. So what do you do with the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara brought a raya from Shmuel of Shechilo Ashava Pruta. So he wants to know how you see that you're talking about when the seller, Hegdash, so to speak, was underpaid. They took something which was Shava Meir and they was Meschalal al Shava Pruta. So Dr. Floyd came right. Because the Gemara didn't say that Shmuel Zalok was talking about was Meschalal al Pruta. So it was Meschalal al Shava Pruta. What's the significance? Shava Pruta means that there was a Chefetz as well. So Kum Tois, it was a Dava Hashal Hegdash worth $100. And you had a davar shochulin, a chayfetz, which was worth $1, and you made this exchange, you made the chilul. So he says, when you have a chalib, and we once discussed this in the previous chibur, had a rechen, but he wants to say, so just like there's a selling end of the chayfetz of the hegdish, well, you have to dam mitzad the chayfetz of the buyer, of the mechalal. When mitzad the buyer, what he did was he took this chayfetz, and when he gave exchange it for the hegdish's chayfetz, what he did was, on his chayfetz, He overcharged Hegdish in its purchase. When Hegdish was buying the Mechalos Chafetz, Hegdish was overpaying, they were paying $100 for a dollar Chafetz. He said that's why the Gemara is Dafka Shovel rather than a Pruta itself, because a Pruta and a Knaim won't be the din. So yes, it's a bit Hamasa in the Gemara, I agree, and it's a bit Hamasa in the Shulchan Aruch as well. A new chiddush didn't have to learn up this halacha. Halacha l'maisa. Nishno, it's a new chiddush din, but it's actually wrong. Linnaeus died. The kamerai is from Rishonim Fakert. Mamashal. The Yireim in Reish Nun Tes, when he brings down this halacha, he says, lahedya, that this din is sai, if you have an item worth 3 and you sell it for 7, and the lokeach was nisana, and sai hifuchoi when you have an item worth 7 and you sell it for 3, and the moich is nisana, there will be a bitul mekach. So vushi reim that will be a bitul mekach. This din is even with the moich is nisana, and the formula you see is taka 7 to 3 means yisa mipa more than half means. I suggest the form maybe be a third. You see from your reim not like that. You need to be more than half the amount of the item. There's another raya, the Stimus HaTur. When the Tur brings down the Salacha, he's talking about a case of a traklin, and right afterwards, he brings the Rabbeinu Tam. And the case of the traklin was that you sold a traklin gadol, bedina lo shana, or Rav is kind of b'dinu b'chayim, say lo kechus zana, say the meichus zana. He took a truck and got and he did it for b'dinu l'shana. And on that he brings down Rabbeinu Tam's din, the Rabbeinu Tam argues and holds that no, if it's Yisum Yipalka, there's going to be a bit of mecha. You see from the tour that even by the seller's end, there's going to be a bit of mecha. And the Sma pointed out, if you look in the Sma, as if got nun ches, when the Mechaber brings down the din, the tract, and the Sif Lamebeis, the Mechaber says, the Sma says, a Mechaber ozul l'taymoi, the pasuk l'ela, fi l'shav elav bedina im bayano, avala yeshayim hanau, which is Ramon Sif Chavtes, and a chanami dafkad palgo v'chen kos v'atur behedya. So you have a Sma as well, that avada this halacha applies for Mecha to be Nisan as well. Nacharaya, there's a Baleita. The Baleita, if he brings down this halacha, he says, in the Shir Chazara, to claim, you know, to claim this bit of Mecca, the Shir Chazar is going to be for the buyer, Akadei Sheyar Le'Thaga, and for the seller, Ad Loilam. Like a regular din of a Mecha is Chazar Loilam because he doesn't have the Chafetz, whatever it is. So you see that the Baal Ita learned that this din is also by the seller being Nisana. Otherwise, where's his share of being Chazar Loilam come from? It's not being Chazar at all. So the buyer is being Nisana, not the seller. And Lakachak, you see that he held that halach is by seller being Nisana. And Mi'at Hashem, you're going to see later on that the Batim Jantar is about it's Gedele Paiskim Loroiv, it's dozens of Kadmoinim Verishainim who, when they're danning what the Shir Chazara for seller of Kaka should be, is it Kadesh Yar Latago, is it Chayza Loilam, they're danning the Shayla, Lachayo, we're not, there's no, this whole din is not applicable by a seller like the Avlater, it's as it is, and the halach is both ways. So at the end of the day, if we're putting the hafla on hold, and we acknowledge that avada this halacha, sai fire buyer, sai by yisela being nisana, so you have to understand how is it ever pass. If the buyer's nisana is yesu mechdei demeim, so the seller's nisana should be the other extreme. That should be nisana yesu mechdei demeim, and it's a davar sheyefsha. So what's going on? How do you ever have this halacha? How does seven selling seven for three become yesu mechdei demeim? It's like he's only nisana four. He wasn't yesu mechdei demeim when the buyer is being nisana, it was seven, it was three for seven, not seven for 11. It's not that he gave more than half the item, he has to be more than the whole amount of the item. So how does it work? Nocha Shaila, which we have to understand, is that regularly Noah has three dargas. There's Pachas Meshtos, which is Mechila, Shtos, which is Chazor Seinoh, and Yeis Meshtos, which is Bito Mekach. Comes along this din and says that lesson Pauga, the Mekach is Kaim, Yaisim Mepauk is Bitu Mekach. But Chayre, if we're trying to say that these things, Kakoyes and Nishtaris, have an inflated shear, so you should tell me that there's a point where it will reach a Mechila, there will be a point where it should be Chazor Sanah, and then there will be a Mamisha point that will reach Bitu Mekach. But you don't see that. You see that there's no din in this halacha to be Chazor Sanah. It's either it's the Mekach is Kaim or there's Bitu Mekach. What happened to this middle daga of Chazor Sanah? And it's not just the middle daga of a Sveltman. We're even missing the first daga. But by you know, the first daga was that Pachas Meshtos, it's a Mechila. Means, Be'etzem, there should have been I know. Navas is a mechila, whatever the pshat mechila is, the rush, whatever it is, but there was a mechila built in. Here, Pachas Mipalga is not pshat that there's a mechila. Pachas Mipalga is no and not at all. That we understand that karka maybe has a greater value to it, whatever it is. So it's Nismayit. But whatever this new parasha of Eno is, whatever type of new parasha this Eno is, if this new parasha was that the mead is only up to, but we have new greater shiurim, so then we should have a shiur of Yoisim Mipalga should be grounds for Eino, but be a Mechila, let's say, and more than triple the price should be Chazor Eino, and more than four times the price should be Bitu Mekach.
That's Eino, it's smite. As soon as it has the
shame
of Eino, it's out.
But so then let Yosef Mishtos be already a Bitu Mekach, where we found by Osias Mishtos. We're not just saying that it was a smite for Eino, we're not going to Shitas Rashi, that Eino Chanam Eino in Lehem Bitu Mekach Yeshlam means the Pash of Eino of Chazor Eino is a smite for Bitu Mekach Yeshlam. Because we hold that even the din of Bitu Mekach they were also a smite. Right, so that can't be the pshat. So Elamai, you're going to tell me that well now Chazal b'Reiv Chachmasam the Rishonim understood that by Karka, even though with the mean they were makabel halak mishvisina whatever it came from, they understood that Karka is shava yoyse and we have a greater variables to work with. Good, but we should still have three variables: mechila, chazar sana, and bito mekach. And we don't find that. Halay dover. I'm not saying it's shver. Just it's interesting. It means it just an indication that what's going on here is that the shir, or how to reckon, stamino, and this type of shir, is two different types of shirim. It's not a normal shir. Simon said our first raya that it should be a dovah vifukhi, the boy being the son and the seller being the son, that should be the same, just like we find by regular, and it's not. And sai, legabi this halakha, that we don't find the three gedorim, we only find one get called bitomeka. We don't find the other gedorim of mechila and chazar sina.
Why isn't that
double?
It's giving double the amount of credit, so
on the piano's money. Now, come on, by the seller, when the buyer is being the sana, he paid more. He paid double.
Double the amount of money as the credit the seller is giving him.
Right.
Over here, he gives double the amount of credit as the money the buyer is giving him.
The seller is giving
double the amount of chetes,
but double of what? Double of the money.
Double of the money.
Right. So kumtois. What you're telling me is that it's not shava. So it's not dava v'yifucha because by the buyer you're reckoning with the mea mekach, and by the seller you're reckoning with the mea mois.
That's what each one was giving.
I understand, but the by Ayanah. Why don't we say it by Ayanah that the halach is that shtus mekach, say legabi the moiches Ayanah, say legabi the lokeaks Ayanah. The hams we shmuz din that shnus mois also sheninu, and that shtus mois is vaitis, say by the moicha and say by the lokeak. Like you, if you understand that type of alumnus, maybe you're alluding to something we said in the first kabur that the Ayanahs play differently, this one's stealing money, this one's stealing the kefir. Good, but you see by regular Ayanah that shtus mekach is side by both, and shtus mois should be side by both. So here too, if you're handling with the mekach, it should be mekach by both. If you're handling with the mois, it should be mois by both. And if you understand that the lokeach and mekach should be different, then the regular you know should also be like that. Regular you know we should always reckon when the lokeach is nisana like you, we should always reckon with the mea mekach, with how much he's being overcharged in relative to the chefetz. And every time the mois is nisana, we should reckon how much he's giving up of his chefetz in relative to the mois. And that's not true.
So you're saying it's not
Dovah V'Fukhah,
you're just saying it's different than
Shtus. So I'm showing you that this type of Dovah V'Fukhah is not the same as that, but it's not, one we're handling with Mekach, one handling with Mois. Why? And it's a twofold. Why are we handling with Mois, which we never do, correct? And why we never do that, and we never handle with the Mois Be'ikah, we never, it's maybe Avshtus Mois Shanina, but not only Shtus Mois, and why should the Mois and Lokeach be different? All right. I'm sure the Ilan had numerous pratim. I would like to share with Dylan one pshat. I'm sure you can have other pshat. I want to just share one pshat. I think it's a Yisrael pshat. It might touch up the whole simin, the whole inyan, the difference of the inyanim. All right, let's just backtrack and understand what a chayfetz is, what the shavis of the chayfetz is. When he is deity, every chayfetz has two shavis. And I'll develop it, and you'll see what I mean. There is the shavis to etzim, the real shavis of the chayfetz, kefishah shabashok, the guy with kola, terikula, mazik, zela, whatever it is. I want to know how much his chefetz is worth. That's what the chefetz is. And who are din? Lagabi the parasha say, no, that's going to be. You have to reckon with the shah shabishuk. But then there's another value of the chefetz. Means, the first value of the chefetz mitzad atzmusa. How much do I look at the independent value of that item? Then I have another shavis of the chefetz in relative to its exchange. When I have a deal and you're exchanging the chefetz with something else, what is the shavis of the chefetz in an exchange for something else? And klapi, in exchange for something else, we could, let me develop it. In an exchange for something else, there is a broader shavis to the chefetz. L'moshem, there happens to be a halacha by chalipin that there are two types of chalipin. There's chalipin of kinyan sudo, which is more prevalent, and then there's a chalipin called shava b'shava. Item for item, payers for payers, chaytzim chaytzim, you might have gone into when you did the thing of enanola chalipin, the two types of chalipin. When you talk about chalipe shava b'shava, what's nichlal and chalipe shava b'shava? It has to be, if I exchange my gemara for your shulchan aruch, so chalipe shava b'shava, the gemara might be worth a penny more or penny less than the shulchan aruch. So what's considered chalipe shava b'shava? How do we know when am I doing chalipe shava b'shava and when am I doing chalipe of kinyan sudo? So Taisi says on Mevava Mebeis, the chalipi shava b'shava means that anything which is in the realm of double of the item, if my gemara is within twice the amount of your shulchan aruch, or your shulchan aruch is within twice the amount of my gemara, that's already shava b'shava. Means it's in this broader exchange. When we look at the exchange as a whole, we see, yeah, that's barter. That's shava b'shava. That's fair barter. That makes sense. Means The Atzmusai value of the Chayvetz Avad only Kifisha B'Shok and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch don't have the same price. But in an exchange, we want to reckon, is this an exchange? Is this a fair exchange? Is this a normal way of exchanging? Yes, copy that. Shava B'Shava takes on a broader meaning, which is Ad Kefil Domain. That's Tosis. There are two values. It means that is the Etzim value, and it's a value regarding its exchange. So now, I believe that the two Dinim of Einah are Mamish Gebayt and these two Shavis. The regular parish of Anoah, which is learned down from the Pasuk, is regabi the mamish etzim shav yusuf the chayvitz. You have to be medakta kifishah shavashuk, not take advantage of the other person. You have to make sure you're not being manner of the other person. So that's mamish kifishah shavashuk, hakolafi, hamekach, good, amshus moishaninu, good. That's the regabi this new shear of, broader shear of shava bishava, that's where this halakha kicks in. It means even though you're nismayit from the parish of Anoah, but when you're doing a mechira, you have to make sure that you're doing shava b'shava. In its exchange, we have to see a shava b'shava going on. And if we don't see a shava b'shava going on, then the mekach itself is flawed. Something's wrong with the mekach. So in its shava b'shava, how do we reckon shava b'shava? Tosis already says over there, I'm just borrowing it, is that shava b'shava means ad kedei demen, ad kefal, that's considered shava b'shava. Now, let me just take this and develop it a little bit further. Kumtois, if that's the case, and kumtois, that the sheer shtos, or the sheer yais mishus, is totally different than the sheer kefil that we're handling with. It's cholik b'yisai dinam of what the sheer represents. The sheer of a regular enough of shtos, or yais mishus, means like this. It's a sheer b'tois. We all acknowledge that the real value of the item is kifishai shabishok. That's the real value. If you're over by a little bit, you made a tois, but the tois nishkafalach. You're over by, you went too far, a little more shtos, so that was a greater share of the tois. You went gefalach, yoisim mishtos, that's mamish a gefalach a tois. It's a share in its tois. How bad, how choyma the tois was. The share kefil that we're talking about has nothing to do with the tois. It's the other way around. Ad kefil, ad yoisim mipag, whatever the share is, it's ad kefil domain. That is the shavius of the item. You didn't get to a tois yet. There was no tois. But this is the shavius. It's not a shear in how bad you ripped off the person, your mamish ripped them off, ad kefil domain. No. It's ad kefil, that is the shavius of a shava b'shava exchange. And my mail, I don't see anything wrong. There was a perfect mechir. I see a perfect exchange. There's nothing wrong with the exchange. So kum tois, it's nothing to do, it's mamish chaluk b'yisai dinam. One is a shir b'tois, and one is that it's a shir in the etzim chayfiz, that memela in the etzim exchange, that there was never a tois to begin with.
Where do you see that it's a shir in exchange, and not that it's a perception of, that it's possible that a perception of either the buyer, of both the buyer and the seller, that they hold its shava, and a male does gate to run in the shir of chalipin. That's called Klippin Shavah B'Shavah. Right. Since it's possible as Er Halsa as Eifelgeret, so male still called the king of chalipin. But not necessarily that it creates a Shavis Be'etzem that can be used like every other thing.
So you want to know how can I make a tzusha from Tosis?
Okay. How do you know, yeah.
Okay. I'm suggesting that would be pshat. I got to hold it's not so hard because that could be good for the din. In its perception that they allow for a barter form that's considered shava b'shava.
No one, because there's an underlying svara that no one would overestimate the shavis more than a half.
Excellent. But if you overestimate a shavis up to a half, you're still calling that a shava b'shava and it goes into a regular chalipin then a shava b'shava. Good. So if that's the case, you're also acknowledging that there's a chilik between kefil and yesmi kefil, because what? All right. But it's called shava b'shava. It creates halachic dinim of shavis, right? Because you see, it has a naftamin. It does, because it's considered chalipi shava b'shava, not chalipi kinyan zoda.
Because a mensch can zechain red, that's enough there.
And that. Koyach of Ayn Redden makes a chilek din, right? So this here too, because you Ayn Redden, that's the thing, so that makes a chilek din, so that's still considered an exchange, a fair exchange of Mechira. More than that, it's not a fair exchange. So Mamil, it's a bit of Mekach. Right? It's not a fair exchange. It cannot be called...
You have to say that it is. To make
why? No, it cannot be called a Shavav Shavav. It cannot be reckoned as a fair exchange. So therefore, the Mechira itself is flawed. There's a tois in the Mechira, so Mamil, it's a bit of Mekach. All right, now, if that's the case, let's develop it a little further. It means it's a total different type of a shear. One's a shear in its toys, and one's just to tell me what went on. This is an exchange. More than that, it's not an exchange. This is a mitzias of what went on. Now, given that understanding, so let's just go understand. I asked you before the Haflas problem, that how come it's not a double fuka? How come when the buyer is overpaying, he's overpaying double? So it's the felak. When the seller is being underpaid, he's only underpaid a half. It's not double fuka. Like this var, it's double partial. That's a double fuka. When you look at the exchange, when you want to know a chayfitz for something else, what's double fuka? Copy the chayfitz, the megak, the double fuka is double going up and a half going down. Because as long as the exchange is within the realm of double, take the two items into account, in that range, so then we see a shava b'shava. More than that, if the hefrish is yaisa miyapalgo, then we don't see a fair exchange. We don't see. So it is mamish a dava vifukai. The buyer and the seller is doing a dava vifukai. The word is, when you look at, copy the chayfetz itself, you want to know, copy to exchange it, what would be considered or viewed or perceived as shava b'shava is anything up double or down a half. Because something which is down a half, as long as it's not more than a half, I still see a half or a whole is shava b'shava. Going down more than the half means now you're paying a third for the chayfet. That hefrish is more than yaisim b'shava, because that's a problem. So it's mamish, it's very good. It's mamish a dava v'yifuchai. And comtois, when the Ramaz Lashon of Yesu Miyapalga doesn't mean Yesu Miyapalga of the Mois, it means that the Enog was Yesu Miyapalga from the higher amount. If the buyer is being dishonest, so the Mois is the higher amount. If the seller is being dishonest, so the Chavitz is the higher amount. As long as the Hefresh is Yesu Miyapalga of the higher item, then we don't see a fair exchange here. We can't call this Shava B'Shava by any stretch of the imagination. So Memel, it's a bit of Mecca. And I mainly want to know, how come by a regular note there are three dargers, and over here there is not three dargers? We don't find chazaras and none, even we don't find mechila. It's the same var, it's a double parsha. By a regular note, you made the toys. You went off the shar shabashuk. You made that toys. And you want to know how bad. So there were three dargers. A little toys, nishkefela, because of mechila. A bit more of a toys, a shtutz, it's chazaras and none. A grubber toys is bitum mekak. This has nothing to do with toys. Kozman, it's ad pauga. Kozman, you're within the realm of half. So I see Shava B'Shava, it's a perfect deal. In this new parsha of Shava B'Shava, it's a perfect deal. Yoisumi Pauga, when you're out of Shava B'Shava, it's a mamish gefelicha deal. It's a bit of mekach. You're not in the realm of a Shava B'Shava. The mekach itself is flawed. Tapchat, that I was ma'ana you, and I made a toys, and how about the toys? We're not reckoning the share of the toys. We're saying that Pashat, it's not a Shava B'Shava, it's not an exchange. If it is mechira is flawed, it's going to be a bit of mekach.
What happened? You're not saying that you can't hear Bechlal there's such a thing as a mechira that there's a middle stage of mechira. You're just saying that it's not mochet to such a thing.
We don't find it by Lamasha. Do we have a halacha by Mumin or Shnei Minim or Yofes Verois, any other halacha when the mekach is flawed to say that, well, Venza, if it's flawed a little bit, then we'll make it halfway. And if it's flawed a lot of bit, we'll make it forward. No such thing. By all the halachas, Eishlam Ebeis, Eishlam Egimel, whatever it is, once it's flawed, it's a bit of mekach. Till it's flawed, it's perfectly fine. The only time we have these things is when the mekach b'soid is not flawed. It's the price of shatzing up. And you made a toys and you rooked the guy. So you wonder how bad did you rook the guy to adjust the mecca, pachlin shus mechila, shtus is chazar zanot, yes mechus, you mashruk the guy, it's not salvageable, you can't fix this mechira, and it's going to be a bit of mecca. It's a different type of a perspective.
How do you not sure that it's flawed?
Sorry?
How do you know the stint that it's not sure that it's flawed?
No, I'm telling them that's how did the Rishonim know that?
Where do you see
the Rishonim understood that it's, I'm going to bring you some rise later on, shortly.
But,
sorry?
And
the Kanaim by Matatum
be the same thing.
Why not? Why not? For us, Nish?
If not for the Pasha, you don't need.
No, okay, we're going to have Nafkamina. I'm going to show you there's going to be a Nafkamina. Well, where did this halakha come from? It was learned at the Sfar that it's a Mecca Tais. And let me develop. Sorry? Well, that's the Deed Rishonim. I was thinking that the Gemara is only talking about Shus, not by Ad Kefal, not by Yisim Kefal. Okay, let me. Sorry?
No, I know
Paul,
but what happened with the Shia?
So you're Michael?
Michael,
but
there's no Mechel,
it's like a Mechel. No, one second. No. Let's mind the Paul, that doesn't mean that the Mechach is Batul Me'elav. Avada is the Mechach is not Batul Me'elav. The Marshal, Mumim, and Shnei Minim, and Yafiz Roy, the Mechach is also not Batul Me'elav. It's just you have this Chus Chazara. Why? Because, like the Lashon Machab is, it's Enka Mecha. Right? Not like Rabbah Gbeh. Right. Kama Vekama Rishayim, not like Rabbah Gbeh, yeah. Sorry?
Shnei Minim, you don't need a new
Kenyan? No. Avada not. You see that the Rishonim handle, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, how come by Shnei Minim? Okay, that's good. But those who understand the Bayanoi, you don't, and as long as it's a Mechil, which is a Pashas Rishonim, as long as it's a Mechil of Hishtamshis, or Kadesh She'ar Lataga, who then by other things, and you see that the Rishonim, Aram Rattenberg, and the Kadmonim, Pnei Moshe, the Makafraim himself, they all are handling Lagavi Shnei Minim, and other things like that, maybe Hishtamshis should apply by Mechila, maybe the Kadesh She'ar Lataga Svarah should apply by Shnei Minim, they give suggestions, Svarahs to be Mechalik, why not? What they say, of course, if the Mechik is bottom Elav, of course, it doesn't make any sense. Well, make a mechila on your shirt. If I don't own your shirt, hini moichel, I want to keep your shirt. It's not my shirt to keep. I never made a kinnah. The whole thing is bottom. And why you see kama rise that like that? You see even Taisa's on Nunam Abayz, where Rabbi Akiva is going on good, but Taisa Nunam Abayz says that Yais Mishtos he's medamet to Shnei Minim, and that's why Shnei Yechel and Laksan the Shia Kadesh Ayal Adag is even by Yais Mishtos. So even though, sorry. I understand, Rabbi Akiva. I'm just telling you, but I'm just making a raya that you have a kama raya. When we do Reish Lam Nagimel, maybe we'll go into it, bariches. But yes, that the Mekach is chal, it's something flawed. A mum, clearly the mum is something flawed with the Mekach, and Avada, you have a right to tie in a bit of Mekach, but if you don't, you're Meichel. If you're Shtamish, you're Meichel. Avada, you don't need a new Kenyan. Sorry? So it wasn't the Chavis that I was told, right? Here too, I'm getting the chayfet I was told. Here I'm also making an exchange with the chayfet I told, but since we understood that we're going into a mechir and it wasn't shava b'shava, okay, let me develop it a little more because we're running out of time. I have a lot more to say. Tais is the shita, which is this shita, holds that Yosef Mipaogo, there's going to be a bit of Mecca. Now, I know that Tais holds in the beginning of Ezeel Nesher that I know by Avodim, there's no Issa Inah as well. It means it's Makhlek Zishonim, well, these things that's made from the Pasha of the Mominus, of the Chazar Inah, or even from the Lav, the Azhar Inah. We don't know if Kivega brings down from the Mishlam Melks, Madaik and Taisis, is Diyuk in the Ritvad, is it Diyuk in the Ramam like that, that then it's made even from the Lav of the Inah. So Bishlam with the Rambam have no tainis on, because the Rambam holds that there's no Chazar Inah ad Oilam, so Vada is not going to be a. I'm not Vada, but if you hold that there's Mitla Toli that Azhara with the Chazar, so if there's no Chazar ad Oilam, it's not going to be an Azhara ad Oilam. But Taisa Shita is that Yosem Yapaka, there is a Pasha of Inah by Kakoiz Avad Mishtars. And yet Taisa says that by Avadim we never find a Lav, even by Yosem Yapaka. So what you see is that this din is not, I'm just bringing, just developing it, you see that this din is not the same din of regular no, just plugged in with different variables. It's a different Pasha B'chal. It's a different, it means the lav that Sar Sar No is only given when you're off on Shasha B'shok. But this din, which is a different din, this din is a type of a bit, it's a new shear. The shear is that it's not inu Shava B'shok, it's a new type of understanding of a bit of Mecca. In this din, there's no Azar as I know. That of them, it was not Kazak, or Azar as I know. Azar as I know was Kazak when you ma'anda the guy, Kshtus, or even Boxmishus is a Shaila, but when you ma'anda the guy, and that type of thing, you made a toyis off Shasha B'shok. So if you made the toyis, then you can have the Azara. This is not because of the toyis, this is because it's not Shava B'shava. In this new din, there's not going to be an Azara.
Rashi says
the Iker Isra is darker with us. But yes, Mipalgo is
darker with them.
Darkoi?
Rashi says if you
time
the Iker Isra
I
know is when it's darker with
them. Yeah, but let's man the Pollock. Like Rashi, Lamashal, if you sell an item for Yosef Mipalgo by Metaltalin, you're going to tell me that it's not going to be I know? Oh, yeah. If I sell Yosef Mipalgo, it's not going to be I know? About it is. It's something that needs a shuma, that needs an oymed. Once it needs an oymed, it was nichol in the pasha of anah. Now, if you blew the oymed, it doesn't care how far you blew it. You blew it a little bit, you blew it a lot of it, as long as you blew it. Right? So they're going to be. So it needs an oymed. It's a pasha of anah. So this thing also needs an oymed. It should be a pasha of anah. That I'm just showing you that you see that this is not the regular din of anah. Right, let me try to take this even further to the next step, and you'll see that there might even be a nafka mina. It's possible that not only is it choluk in the side what the shear is trying to represent, whether the shear is a shear in the toys, or the shear just to say that that is part of shava b'shava, and that is its exchange, it's its shavis batzmai, but it could be that the whole din I know is different. And I know b'sodai is chesaron mamon shel chaverah, like the Gemara Zeh Neshek starts off. I was machas mamon, I stole from you in a different form. I stole from you because I was ma'ana you in a sale, I duped you, I tricked you, I got overcharged. So let's say I did even v'shoigeg, there's still a chesaron seino, still a pasha of the din of a bit of mekach, good. But the word is, the reason that there's a pasha of ano, the problem that has to be adjusted, it has to be corrected, the chesaron seino, the bit of mekach, is because the nisana was nisana. He had a chesaron moment. He lost out on the deal. Something was wrong with the nisana. Mameli has a right to be tovei ano. he has a right to adjust it, to fix it, to go. That's the side of the regular parasha v'ana. This parasha v'ana is a different parasha, could be. This could be is nothing to do beside that the Nisana was ripped, that the Nisana lost money. This is that there's something wrong inherently with the Mekach itself, not because the Nisana was Nisana. When we come to make a Mechira has to be something which is broadly Shava B'Shava. If it's not broadly Shava B'Shava, then there's something wrong with the Mechira B'Atzmusai. Not because you were Nisana, there's something wrong with the Mechira. It's not a Mechira. Shnei Minim, Lamashal. Shnei Minim is not because, it's Maklek Zishenim actually, but the Mechava, the Mashra, the Rashba, Shnei Minim is not because each one was Nisana. Shnei Minim is because when we're trying to make a Mechira and we thought we're selling this and we sold something else, the Mekach itself is something wrong with the Mekach. Something's flawed with the Mekach. Obviously, if it would be insignificant, it's nothing, so it would be fine, it would be comparable items, and it won't be the whole dinner Shnei Minim. But Vivite is something significantly different about the items, so something's flawed about the Mechira, so then the Nela Shneim Yechaylam Lakzabot. So here too, if the din, the reason why there's a chazar sanoi is because something is etzem flur in the mechir. There's not a fear mechir. There's not a shava b'shava mechir. You can't call this a mechir. Ain't kam mechir. There's something wrong with it. Then it should come out that it should have the same halach of shnei minim that shneim yecholim lachzabim. Dahainu. Let's bring this out. Even though the mechab in Sif Dalet says that as long as yen is not being teveya, the man cannot be chayzu, under mohos that he could cause money zlat misratza pamachas. Good, but once he's misratza, the misana misratza pamachas, the halacha is the mekach is kaim, and there's no chazar sin bitul mekach. The man has to keep quiet. Legabi this din, it's possible, I'm suggesting, beli raya, I'm suggesting that I could hear that vivait is something wrong with the mechir batzmusoi. Then the moicha and the man or whatever, the man or whoever it is, moicha, okay, has every right to be choizah just like the mesana has. Just like shnei minim, shnei yecholim lachzah behem, not because of the mesana, shnei yecholim lachzah behem, even if the other party is rots of pamachas and wants to keep the deal. This, which is something flawed in the mekach, is like shnei minim. Mum is not, so mum is only one party. Mum is because Yenu was mesana because he's not getting what he wanted.
Closer to Nim
than Shanim. I'm not so sure about that. Because Mum, the problem is I didn't get what I wanted. This, the problem is you can't call this a Mechira. L'mashal. Taisis in Nunam Abay says that even Yoisim Mishdus, we don't go with Taisim. Taisis suggests that Yoisim Mishdus, the reason why Shneim Yekoylam Lakzabahem, even the Ma'ana, when it's against Hilcha Zainah, because you love the Anisani, you wouldn't be able to do it. Zaktaizen, because Yaisim Mishur says, Yaisim Yamekak, what's the Lashon? Yaisim Yamekak, Yaisim Midai, Rachim in Amekak, Yaisim Midai, Mamela blives like Shnei Mina. So we don't pass him like Taizen. Good. But at least, as I invite, you see that Lom Tizan Taizen, could be we could plug it into over here when it's Yaisim Yipalgo, when it's something flawed in Amekak that you can't call this a Mecha. Mecha be the Yisai, that's something which is broadly Shava Bashava. We could say, so it's Mamish Yaisim Midai, Mamela Shnei Michalam Laksavan. Sorry? You see, Taisa hold that you don't say you love the only sonny when you have this thing. Love the only sonny is when the side of the problem is that you ripped me off. So chayte niska, you ripped me off and you should be able to be chayzah. This is not because you ripped me off. This is because there's something wrong with the mekach itself. Well, how did you learn Taisa by Yaisa Mishtos? What does Taisa mean? Why haven't you love the only sonny? Taisa, the same thing. Because it's nothing, because it's rock. It means it's nothing. It's not because you ripped me off, so it's chayte niska. The problem is a different problem. The problem is something flawed in the mekach itself. But Melo, you have a right to be chayzah. So it's going to come out. That's why I said before you asked, it's not enough nafkamina. It should come out that if this din applies in 1,000 pashas, it should. It's going to come out. Hallo dove, which leishamanu dove mi'olam, that it should be that by yoisum yipalgav em 1,000, then shneim yechalam lakzabai. That would be an indication, l'chayr, not like this, 100%. Now, but just suggesting, let's just carry the suggestion for one more minute, and that is that if you would learn that this din, even if the lokeach was insana, the moicha still has the right to be choizam. I wanted to bring a raya from the Baal Ittim, from Mikol Gedei Le'Paiskim, who when they bring down this halacha, start handling what's the shear of the moicha to be choizam. So I proved from there, not like the flaw, that you see that the moicha is also as a din in insana. Like this, it's not true. Really, loylam the flaw is gerach, that it's only lokeach insana. But you want to know how come the handling, how far the moicha could be chayza? It's because even when the lakech is in sandal, the moicha has a rech to be chayza, because this is a flawed mekach which name you chaylam lakzame. All right, fine. I'm good. Mekan dingin. Fine.
They would have different shiur.
Sorry.
They would have different shiur.
What difference do you know?
Why
not? The Shia is Kadesh Yara. By Yosem Mishtos, like Toysis. It takes its whole name you call them Lachsam, because it's Yosem in America. Where America? Oh, Kadesh Yara, let's talk. Not true. Okay, but it's not true, because the Rainier is not going to Shia, it's a Toysis. The Rainier has a different shot over there, not Toysis. He doesn't mean the Toysis. If he, no, he says it's Svara because you're Geboita, you have a Chazaka that the Misana would never accept it. Mamel, it's Oymir that he should be Chayzer. Mamel, I could be Chayzer. So Ma'an is Chazara, Nemzach from the fact that the Lokech will Zichar will be Chayzer. But if you learn the Toysis, right, good. But if you learn the Toysis Kipshuta, it's not like that Toysis saying a different word. Okay, but even, good. Anyway, Shine. Yeah, all right, yeah. Anyway, getting back to here. So let's go back into that halakha. Once we're here already, that we established that the moicha is the halakha as well, what is the shir chazara of the moicha? Is it kadesh yaru or is it lo'ilam? Pasha should be lo'ilam, kadesh shayt namar, right? Whenever comes along the maribal, the gdela apayiskim, maybe a dozen kadmoinim, lechem rav, and plain moicha, I mean, it's like the list goes on and on. 1500s, 1600s, dozens of places, all follow the Maribal. The Maribal is a Chiddush. That when do we say that the Moichah is Lo'ilam Chayzo? That's only over there because he doesn't have the Chayfetz, he can't show it. But by Karka, which is something stationary, just like Karka could bring a Targa and shots up how much this Karka is worth, the Moichah could do the exact same thing and shots up how much this Karka is worth, make a walkthrough and figure out how much this Karka is worth. And my mail, the here copy this din, the Moichah's Shir Chazara is only Kadesh Yavi Targa, just like the Karka. Chiddushin and Maribal, and all the Gedele HaPaiskim follow him, I want to say blindly, but they follow him. Why is it a Chiddush? All right, well, I'll tell you in a second. Why not? Yeah, very good. Well, Zvina Kizvinta, you should know, is not Pasha at all, because Zvina Kizvinta is a Shaila. Does it mean that I saw somebody else? If I see that you have a jacket, right? I sold the exact same jacket, and you didn't sell the jacket. I just see that you have the jacket. Am I mechuyav to go over to do me a favor, lend me your jacket so I can kick shots up the price? Oh, so I don't have to do that, right? So I don't have to bring I don't have to bring the target to your jacket either. Nishna dam, a step further, even if I'll see you sell the jacket, it's a shiloh amongst the poiskim. And I saw you sell the jacket, it's a shalom amongst the boyskim if I could still be chayzer. Maybe I could still be chayzer until I saw you sell the jacket and I know how much you sold it for. But if I don't know how much you sold it for, I might not be required to go over to you and say, tell me how much you sold your jacket for. I don't have to do that according to many boyskim, right? It has to be in my face that I saw you sold for $10 and I sold mine for $5. I must have made a mistake, right? So I can't take it. So who said that the moich is mechuyev? Okay, so now let's go for it. Good. So the ma'ase is, it's Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel over before, actually in two places. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the side of the Gemara, on Nunum Abayis, and then you look in Rabloy, on Zayin Omer Aleph, he has it as well. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Lahedya b'shem the Goyin, that even in this case, the moich is chayzer loylam, not like the lekeach. And the Balita, I told you before, says the same thing. On this halach, the Balita is mechalak, that the moich is chayzer loylam, and the lekeach is kedesh yara letaga. So why does the lekeach have kedesh yara letaga?
He holds like the Rashi
with Slipud. Oh, very good. So Lamai says, let's take it to the next step. Be'etzem, the kasha is really the other way around. Had it not been for the Echreinim, really the kasha should have been the other way around. Maybe by a lakeh karka, his shir should also be lo'ilam. Because what's the reason why the lakeh has a shir kadesh ha'adaka? Because he has a chavetz with him, and wherever he goes, he shows it. Yeah, Shiloh, you've seen the place come back by going to another, by coins or going to a different medina, if there's no shulchani in town. Because wherever he goes, he takes it along. Wherever he goes, he shows it. Karka, where he can't take it along and show it, he has to bring the taga there, could be bechalal, there's no din kadesh ala daga even for the lokeach. And who told me to say that? It's Rabbeinu Osher Miloneil. If you look in the Agoya of Rabbeinu Osher Miloneil on Tafnan Zayin, he takas misopik, and it's not just him, the Shoyal in the Chuvis Agoinim says the same thing. The Shoyal also said that maybe like by Karka, since it's not movable, he can't bring it wherever he goes, maybe his shir should not be kadesh ala daga, he should have a shir loilam. Elamai, we hold, or these
we should.
Sorry?
No,
the Batam by Mum and Shnei Minim and all that, we would also have made the Shir of Kadesh Yala Daga. Other, the gentlemen would give a different look why we didn't. And those could look in Don Park, because under that needs a shatzing up, so that people go and bring to a Taga, whatever the Ritzva and the Maram Rambra, each one does a different shot, Chuvizarif, whatever it is. So let's go back there. So the Kumtois. So Kum says, Rav Etzim, the Shaila should be the other way around. Why is the Lekech limited to Shekhne Shaila Tago, since he can't show it to a Tago? He has to bring the Tago there. Elamei HaKoch, he's going to have to say, it's a Loi Plug de Kedin. Otherwise, he even the Lekech should be Loi Lam. But if the only reason why Lekech is Kedesh Yag is Asloi Plug, then the Moika, whose normal Shia is Loi Lam, Zicha over here, is not going to be less than Loi Lam. Avad Yishia is also going to be Loi Lam, not like all these Akraina. And it's like I said, besides being Rabbeinu Chananel, but it happens to be also, Rabbeinu Chananel quotes a goyim. If you want to know where the goyim is, if you look in the Tshuvas HaGoyim in Herkavi, Ayin Zayin, and also Shut HaGoyim, the Shai Tzedek also says at Lehedya that his mechalek, by this din, the Moichah Shia is Lo'elam, and the Lekech Shia is Kadei Shia Latanga. Not like the Deila HaKoyim. So you have goyim, the Gedele Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Itta, all say Mechalik. Not one Rishon has argues on that. And you have all the Achronim, Mamish, everyone, I haven't seen any Achronim say otherwise, who say otherwise, you know, say argue with the Rishonim. We don't pass it because they actually went to an extreme of how Vait Loi Plug goes. I'm just saying that they made a Loi Plug that Kadesh Yavi and Kadesh Yara is close enough to have the same din.
Maybe all the Shmei Shachol is Kol Yavah, you don't hold the Loi Plug.
I'm just saying, but you don't have a right. Just because we argued the Rashba over there doesn't mean we have to not hold the Loi Plug here. You could hear that Kadesh Yav and Kadesh Yar is very close to have a Loi Plug.
The Shach is still a new Rishon. The reason why you didn't pass on because he helped it.
It's a Rashba. I'm not sure that the Shach had the Tshuvas HaGoyim. I would assume that they don't have a Tshuvas HaGoyim. They didn't have the Rabbeinu Chananel because they weren't around either. Maybe you should have had the Itta, but I have a klal in Chafhei. The Ramah has a klal that when you want to know how to paskin, besides that the Shach is a Nakan, he can't argue with Rishonim and certainly not Goyim. But if you want to have Paskin, Ramah says that if when you bring down the predecessor and you argue, so good, so you knew about your argument. If you don't bring down the predecessor and you just say a vote which doesn't stim, then we have to assume you didn't see the predecessor and Mamela Lalach is Kirishin and Nakah. Nakabas Roy. The Ramah.
So you're passing. You have a way to make the
shtim. I don't have a way to make it shtim. I'm telling you, on this halacha, the Goyim and the Rishonim say that the Moich can be Chayz Alaylam.
Well, maybe all
them hold like every single one. I mean, so you have to see how they learned the sugya on that one. You have to see how the Itta learned the sugya and Rabbeinu Chananel learned the sugya. All right. Maybe one last fleeting shot here. We're running out of time. Just a maimah musga, maybe. We have a halacha here that Rabbeinu Akiva Eger brings down. It's a makalikas Yishayim of Dezazhoro by Karaka. So, Kum Tois, what we're reckoning is very nice. The Gabi coming to the Dintoira, and it's a Sveikah the Dina I mentioned like at the beginning. So, Mbaitzmik Avela Varaya, very nice. But the Gabi Dezazhoro, Vivat Yava Makalikas Yishayim, so Sveikah the Raisa Lachumra. So, when you're doing these things, and you're dealing in real estate, buying things, I just had a recently someone had a child, he's buying a major office building from somebody, and the guy wasn't aware of how much the real value of the building was. Also, a yid, he doesn't live Bimkaimai, and he wants to know if he could go through a deal. You have a Sofik Daraisa, Pasha Sofik Daraisa, Lachum, and it should be also to go into such a deal. I'm just suggesting that Hayois, by Pachas Mishtos, to Mechaber brings them. Ramban, the Chinuch, Rabbeinu Yoina. What if, I tell him, you mean if I make Amunas, I should tell him. You should know Reb Yid. I was naive like that. I also suggested to this guy, why don't you do that? And he said, well, I'm crazy? Good. Pay the other guy down, what do you mean?
Pay the guy that in case there's
a
will be
the other one, Mechila Adotis. And that going to the elder child, Mechila Adotis works. Good. Okay, that's, you're getting there. Good. Anyway, so we're good. Why are you inserting such a new clause that we don't find anywhere? Yeah, good. Anyway, the kids, I just want to suggest that Hayoi Sapachus Mishtos is also Machlaikis Rishainim, and it's a Safik of the Rosh, and Machaber brings down the Pachus Mishtos. Good, Yeshemayim should be Machmir. Good, it's a Safik of the Rites and the Chumro. But Lomai says, you go through the Shitas Rishainim by Pachus Mishtos, you'll see the Rav Rishainim are Mekum. And the Imre Yoishin Chelik Bey is actually Paskin's Lakula, that you're allowed to be made on the Pachas, just connected to the Mechaba, Pelo of Imre Yoishin. I wouldn't be comfortable to go against the Mechaba on the Safek Daraisa. Sorry? Yeah, good, we had that dig too. Good, we had that dig, yeah. But still, the Mechaba says you shouldn't do it, right? When he gets to the Mechaba.
He's saying you can make a tool.
The Mechaba doesn't use the Lashon Yerushalayim. If you want, the Mechaba says the Lashon Yesh Lestapik and Mutal Lohainis. Don't say Yerushalayim. The Lashon Arash was Yerushalayim. That's it. So the mechaba has a sofik. I wouldn't be comfortable to be megal an imra yosher connected a mechaba, but I'm just suggesting that if you have a pachas mishtus by karka, we have makleikus shvainim by karka and a makleikus by shvainim by pachas mishtus. I know it's a sfeika, svek sfeika, even though by sfeika the dinas we don't have the ability anymore to make svek sfeikas out of sfeika the dinas. But anyway, Roiv, like I said, Roiv Vishenu hold the Eretz Muta, could be this yesh makom lismoik to be makal on pachas mishtus by karka. I haven't found it in print, but I'm making a suggestion as well.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.